In Arizona, the deadline for voter registration for the 2020 presidential election was October 5, 2020. Using COVID as a reasoning, Democrats filed a lawsuit to extend this deadline by 18 days. And an injunction was made by an Obama-appointed judge preventing the Arizona Secretary of State from enforcing the constitutional deadline set by the state legislature. As a result of this frivolous partisan lawsuit, 10 extra days were added via judicial fiat to allow voter registration. These 10 days were added after voting had already begun. This is completely indefensible. You cannot change the rules of an election while it is underway and expect the American people to trust it. Now, in this 10-day period, at least 30,000 new voters registered to vote in Arizona. All of these votes are unconstitutional. It does not matter if they voted for President Trump or if they voted for Vice President Biden. They did not register in time for the election. The law states October 5th. Either we have laws or we do not. If we allow state election laws as set forth by the state legislature to be ignored and manipulated on the whims, partisan lawsuit, unelected bureaucrats,
Order.
The House will be in order.
If we allow state election laws as set forth by state legislatures to be ignored and manipulated on the whims of partisan lawsuits, unelected bureaucrats, unlawful procedures, and arbitrary rules, then our constitutional republic will cease to exist. The oath that I took this past Sunday to defend and support the Constitution makes it necessary for me to object to this travesty. Otherwise, the laws passed by the legislative branch merely become suggestions to be accepted, rejected, or manipulated by those who did not pass them. Madam Speaker, I have constituents outside this building right now. I promised my voters to be their voice. In this branch of government, which I now serve, it is my separate but equal obligation to weigh in on this election and object. Are we not a government of, by, and for the people? They know that this election is not right, and as their representative, I am sent here to represent them. I will not allow the people to be ignored. Madam Speaker, it is my duty under the U.S. Constitution to object to the counting of the electoral votes of the state of Arizona. The members who stand here today and accept the results of this concentrated, coordinated, partisan effort by Democrats, where every fraudulent vote cancels out the vote of an honest America, has sided with the extremist left. The United States Congress needs to make an informed decision, and that starts with this objection. I yield the balance of my time.
During the depths of the Civil War, President Lincoln submitted his annual message to Congress, to this body, and in it he wrote the following: "Fellow citizens, we cannot escape history. We of this Congress and this administration will be remembered in spite of ourselves. The fiery trial through which we pass will light us down in honor or dishonor to the latest generation. We shall nobly save or meanly lose the last best hope of earth. We gather today, Madam Speaker, to ensure the survival of our grand American experiment, the greatest democracy this world has ever known. And there are millions of people watching today's proceedings. The eyes of the world are on us now, my colleagues, wondering if we will keep the faith, wondering if our constitutional republic will hold. Will we adhere to our Constitution, that solemn, visionary document that has guided us so well for so long and enabled the peaceful transfer of power for the last 230 years? Will we continue to be a country premised on the consent of the governed, a Congress that respects the will of the people, and a republic that will endure? Those are the questions before us today, Madam Speaker. With respect to my new colleague from Colorado, the question is not whether Joe Biden was elected the 46th president of the United States. He clearly was. The people of Arizona, like so much of the country, spoke clearly and resoundingly. They voted in record numbers, and over 81 million Americans selected Joe Biden as the next president. Now, today we hear from some in this chamber, not all, but some of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, vague claims of fraud. No substance, no evidence, no facts, no explanation for why over 88 judges across this land have rejected the very same claims. Madam Speaker, the bottom line is this. As my colleague, Representative Raskin, so eloquently put it, the people have spoken. And that is why on December 14th, the Electoral College met to certify the election of a duly elected president, just as they've done for centuries during terrible world wars, recessions, depressions, plagues, and pandemics. They met. They met their duty, and they once again rose to the occasion and certified the election. And the question now is, will we do ours? Now, I know there are many textualists among us, many of my colleagues, who would understand that the Constitution must guide our work today. And the Constitution is crystal clear. Our duty today is a narrow one. Article 2, Section 1, Clause 3 reads, "The President of the Senate shall, in the presence of the Senate and the House, open all the certificates, and the votes shall then be counted. The person having the greatest number of votes shall be the president." That's it. Period. Our job is not to replace the judgment made by the American people with our own. And yet that is precisely what so many of my House and Senate Republican colleagues ask this body to do, to substitute their judgment for the expressed will of the American people. In America, we don't do that. In the United States, we accept the results of free and fair elections. We don't ignore the will of the voters, Madam Speaker, and attempt to install a preferred candidate into power. That doesn't happen here. I will close with this. Our duty, our task, is a very simple one: to honor the voice of the people, to honor our Constitution, to count the votes, certify this election, and begin to heal this great country of ours. I pray each of us may find the courage to do so. With that, I yield back.